Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With Election Day just days away now, this morning we're taking a look at a political contest that's been somewhat overshadowed in this election season. It's the race in the 6th Congressional District in the northeastern corner of the state, where incumbent Democrat John Tierney has held the seat since 1996. He's challenged by Republican Bill Hudak, a lawyer from Boxborough. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks tells us, it's a fight to the finish.
In the final days of any campaign season, after months of attack ads and dirty politics, there's sometimes that one race that raises the bar and offers thoughtful debate. The race for the 6th Congressional District is definitely not that race.
One at a time.
And you said that over and over again.
Sir.
You want to get rid of financial reform.
Not true.
That's totally out of... No, I'm...
Let me call you a liar to your face.
You go ahead, but all people have to do is look at the facts and look at your website.
Gentlemen, excuse me. Excuse me.
Maria Stefanos of Fox 25 TV doing her best to rein in the unruly candidates. This race features a lawsuit, charges of lying and slander. Incumbent John Tierney faces questions about what he knew about the illegal business dealings of his wife, Patrice Tierney. And Republican Bill Hudak has to explain why he put up a poster depicting Barack Obama as Osama bin Laden.
Thank you all so much for coming and listening.
On a recent morning at a retirement home in Peabody, Bill Hudak tells about 100 seniors why he's running for Congress.
We have a congressman in this district. He votes virtually 100% of the time over his 16-year career with the left wing of the Democratic Party.
Hudak is an unapologetic conservative. He opposes abortion, the new health care law, and financial reform. He wants the Bush tax cuts extended to even the richest Americans, and he says illegal immigration threatens the nation.
Why is it that 10% unemployment continues? Is it possible that having so many illegal aliens in our country, is that a reason why all of a sudden we have less jobs available for the people here?
And he never misses a chance to talk about John Tierney's wife, Patrice Tierney, who pleaded guilty to helping her fugitive brother fill out false tax returns. John Tierney says he knew nothing about it, but Hudak doesn't buy that.
He and his family aided and abetted what they knew to be illegal conduct.
His wife pleaded guilty to that. He didn't.
Well, his wife pled guilty to tax evasion. So did Al Capone. Does that mean that that's the only conduct that was there?
At this event in Peabody, George Gelbert says he's voting for Hudak.
Well, I'm fed up with the liberals. That's it.
Gelbert says he's particularly troubled by Tierney's claim that he didn't know about his wife's business dealings.
My wife takes care of everything, you know, the finances and stuff. I know all about it. How come he didn't know?
John Tierney has his supporters as well, like these union workers who are holding Tierney signs outside of the GE plant in Lynn. Among them is Steve Herrick, a mechanical inspector.
Congressman Tierney has brought defense contracts into the plant over and over again. He's also very good on all working family issues, whether it's health care or things like minimum wage. And
so he brings home the bacon.
Yes, he does.
Tierney has counted on that kind of support to carry this district ever since he narrowly defeated Republican Peter Torkeldson in 1996. He says it would be a mistake to give power back to a Republican like Bill Hudak.
The problem is, if you have somebody who said they want to repeal every law because they see every law as burdensome, then there is no commons. There is nothing that we do together. And I think Lincoln was right. You know, government should do those things that individuals and corporations either can't do or won't do. You won't find corporations building public schools. The Tea Partiers or other people like my opponent who just want to shut down government and do nothing, I think they don't represent, they're so far out of touch with people in this district.
And Tierney says he's not surprised that Hudak is focusing on his wife's legal problems.
He'd love to run against my brother-in-law or my wife's family, but that's not what people are talking about.
His question, what did you know and when did you know it and how could you not know about...
It's nothing to do with me. You know, I didn't know of any wrongdoing. There was no investigation against me, no charges brought. So he's got to go against family and move on that basis. And most people don't buy that.
Tierney is doing all he can to keep the focus on Hudak's policies.
Newspapers call Bill Hudak toxic, a poisonous kook.
His proposals are kooky.
Among other things, the ad says Hudak wants to abolish the Department of Education and the mortgage interest tax deduction. Hudak says that's not true. And this week, he filed suit against Tierney, accusing him of libel and demanding that he take the ad down. The ad also takes Hudak to task for displaying a poster he created 2 years ago of Barack Obama dressed up as Osama bin Laden. Hudak still defends what he did and calls it a parody.
I think the issue is the circumstances were different. I would never in a million years, and have never, since the day of that poster, once said anything of the kind.
Hudak is being heavily outspent by Tierney, who's easily won re-election in the past. But this year, Democrats can't take anything for granted, and that includes the 6th Congressional District. For WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.